right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona on better working equipment today. My guest today, Mary Tocco. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment from my guest, Mary Tocco. Mary, you know, getting back just for a moment, I want to get back on this moral issue. Mm-hmm. With these doctors, you know, and it just hit me during the break. It's, you know, you come from you're affiliated with a chiropractic background, and I know you're not a chiropractor, but I believe your daughter is, your ex-husband is.
Both.
And my experience has always been with chiropractors, and I know a few of them. They've always been into alternative medicine. They've always believed in treating the cause as opposed to the symptom, like these drugs do, pharmaceutical drugs do. Right. So, from a doctor's point of view, I mean, and here again, I'm going to speculate a little bit. You know, these vaccines we're talking about, they don't know what the long-term effects are. The AMA doesn't know what the FDA, they don't know what the long-term effects of these vaccines are. But the doctors themselves, if they are, material mind, in other words, you know, just give me the money type of thing, then the long-term effects really could enhance their coffer, if you will, by, you know, the side effects relating to long-term illnesses that are going to cause them, you know, the patient to go back to the doctor on an ongoing basis and start getting treated regularly with pharmaceutical drugs or whatever. And this, again, could enter into play as well.
I believe it truly does. I mean, if you find a pediatrician who doesn't vaccinate, he's going to tell you that his revenue's been cut dramatically because unvaccinated children are far healthier. They do not even have the number of ear infections and you know, throat problems and colds and things like that. So they're far healthier. And absolutely, it's not good for business if people aren't sick.
And then we've got this issue with, you know, and I don't want to get off topic, but, you know, the issue with Codex Alimentarius, and they're trying to basically limit, or if not, you know, totally eliminate a lot of these herbal, you know, alternative remedies, so it will indeed force people to have to go to the doctor to get the prescriptions and take the word of the doctor. So this is we find ourselves going down the path into an Orwellian society here. And, you know, and again, now I want to go into this a little bit from your perspective, and I know you're somewhat familiar, if not very familiar, with this debacle up in Maryland, where the school system forced these parents to go into court with their children because they, for one reason or another, hadn't taken the vaccinations.
Right.
Now, as this progresses, we've got the childhood vaccines, and that's the first, second, and third rounds. Then, of course, I tossed in the HPV, but also now we have these other vaccines that they're saying, well, you must immunize or you can't go to school, which ties in with, you know, if they don't get the vaccine, then they kick them out of school, then there's truancy that comes into play, possibly CPS that comes into play. So this is a grand scheme or scam, if you will, because the school system itself is getting, in accordance with this report from, who did it come from here? Oh, here we go. Don Richardson. Mm-hmm. The public schools up in Prince George County receive $11,325 per student per year.
Right, so it's all really about money.
Yeah, so there's strong motivation there to force these parents to immunize their children because the school system gets money for it, and the AMA, the FDA, the CPS, all of these government agencies and medical agencies are all on the side of the school system. So not only is it that, you know, we need to educate our young parents and so forth, but we also have to make sure that they do have the passion, that they are very, very well educated, that they know what the possible side effects are, and they know, just like the propaganda that's put out on mainstream TV, they know what kind of a battle they're up against. Because this is indeed an info war. And if somebody walks in unprepared, then they are sometimes easily intimidated. They are badgered into submission.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it could be a cause to have their child grow up to, you know, be treated with these pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of their life, draining their wallet as well as shortening their life. Yeah,
it's really unfortunate. You're absolutely right that the system is set up to vaccinate your children. Bottom line is everyone profits from it. The school systems, the more children that they have with attention deficit, learning disabilities, autism, the more money they get for all of those special needs kids. The more kids they have on the lunch program. the more money they get. So,
Let me stop here. We got to take a break. We'll be back in three with a longer segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Mary Toko. Stick with us. We got more.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mary Toko. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones, Mary. You want?
Yes.
Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I was listening to the broadcast a little bit ago, and it's something that occurred to me. Back when I was in kindergarten, back in 89, here in Leander, which is just right outside of Austin, I had a grandma seizure at the beginning of the school year, and it just occurred to me that I wonder if there was a correlation between the vaccinations that I had going into school for the first time and the grandma seizure that actually I had just prior to that.
Well, have you had any seizures since?
No, but I was on medication for like a good 5-6 years, and they.
Right. I would not doubt it, because when these neurotoxins pass the brain barrier, seizure disorders are very, very common in children who have vaccine toxicity. So you're perhaps one of the lucky ones. Grandma seizures don't happen for any no reason. I mean, they're not just a freak thing.
That's the weird thing. The doctors have no idea why it happened.
Yeah.
I call BS on that.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to admit it. Would they be? Would they come out and tell your mom and dad, oh, by the way, he had that grand mal seizure because we just happened to give him a dose of toxicity that, you know, affected him neurologically? You're very fortunate that you didn't have ongoing seizures. Very fortunate.
Dealt with it.
I was just going to ask you, Patrick, if they diagnosed you at that time with epilepsy.
Say again?
I said I was just going to ask you if they had diagnosed you at that time as being epileptic.
You know, I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Okay. All I know is that after about 5 years of taking these little weird pills, they finally said I had a clean bill of health and I was fine after that. But I would think after like 20 years that there would be a good record as far as vaccinations that I would be able to look up in the records as far as what was going into the kids at that time period.
Finding out statistics
at that time and seeing what I had correlated with those vaccines. And if so, you know, I may be able to go a little bit further. So I actually called my dad here about 2 weeks ago, and he couldn't call recall off the top of his head where I can actually receive that information. But
well, first of all, there's nothing you can do about it now. Absolutely nothing.
No.
Number two, what year were you born?
85.
And so you were getting a vaccine probably right around 90, and that's before I think they attenuated the DPT, which was very, very, very neurotoxic. The diphtheria part of it was like a poison to the body, and when people were getting the regular DPT shot, seizure disorders were not uncommon. Severe neurological problems were not uncommon from that vaccine. So it was a chance that you did get that particular vaccine, and that's something that will be in your medical records, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing I can do about it,
no.
But I would like to fill the gap of what actually happened, because the doctor just said, we don't know, and I don't believe them. Of course, the more I know now, I don't believe anything they say.
Right. Very good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Patrick. Appreciate the input. You know, it's interesting that he said that, Mary, because he says, well, I don't believe anything they say. And, I used to believe most of what the government told me. And after I woke up a couple of years ago, anything they say, if they say black is black, I have to look for white. And it seems to be the same thing with this, is that, you know, if you go to the core root, which is all about money, and part of it is about control, and I wanted to bring this up again, you know, this debacle up in Maryland where they stuck these parents into the courtroom, they literally did not allow any reporters, did not allow anybody into the courtroom unless it was pertinent to that situation. With the parents and the children of the children that weren't in school. But also they had SWAT teams with dogs out there to make sure that nobody got in.
This is terrible. This is awful.
Yeah. I find that rather Gestapo.
Oh, definitely.
And the laws that were violated. Now, I had Angry, as you know, I had Angry on my show yesterday. I was talking about there is a law in Maryland. It goes back to 1905, but it's just interesting how far we have digressed to get into a position where these parents are called into a courtroom questionably regarding vaccines for whatever the reason that the children didn't take them, but there are no journalists, no reporters allowed into that courtroom, and the courtroom is being surrounded by dogs and SWAT team members. That is pretty horrendous. That's
downright
scary. How
does that happen in America? I do not understand it. Where is the public outcry? I know Barbara Lo Fisher with the National Vaccine Information Center showed up late. Why wasn't she there with a team of television reporters fighting for these parents' rights? And more importantly is, why is it the parents don't have a clue on how to defend their own rights? You know, these people did not even know that they could have stood on a religious exemption.
They're certainly not going to make them aware of it. But speaking of Barbara Lo Fisher, I want to read a little bit of what she had written in her article regarding this particular situation. Now, she alludes to Chris. I believe Chris is her son. Chris set up his camera as I talked with a mother hundreds of yards from the front of the courthouse door. I was about 12 inches inside a row of large cement balls that apparently were erected as a barrier to prevent terrorist attacks. I did not know I wasn't supposed to be talking with this mom inside the barrier. She was telling me about how she wasn't given any information about the vaccines before her children were injected with three vaccines. All of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I saw an armed guard with a dog emerge from the courthouse and walk toward us. I got a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach. It was the dread that any citizen of any country in any century has ever felt when an armed guard with a dog starts advancing. As if we were common criminals or terrorists, he yelled and gestured to us to move behind the stones. We moved without a word, and the sick feeling in the pit of my stomach told me we were being shown the power of the state wielded by that armed guard with a dog, just as parents inside the courthouse were being shown the power of the state wielded by doctors and syringes. Now, that is downright scary.
And my question is, why did she move? Why? Why? I would have said, excuse me, why must I move? I would have said, excuse me, why must I move? In other words, no, I will not move. I'm on public property. I pay taxes here. I have a right to be here. And throw me in jail if you must. In other words, why are we allowing ourselves to be pushed around like this? My son called me from Michigan Friday night and said, Mom, you've got to fly down there, and I could not leave. And I would not have moved. I would have said, no, I'm doing nothing wrong. I would have kept the cameras rolling. I would have showed up with Barbara Lo Fisher is in charge of one of the largest vaccine information programs in this country. Why was she not prepared with cameras and people behind her? You see, I don't understand. She's got the ability. She's got the power. She's got the clout. She's in Washington. She's there. And I don't understand why she was passively willing to back down.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't specifically answer that question, but
no.
I can tell you from guests that I've had on my show, I can tell you from reports I've heard, I can tell you from articles that I've read, that this doesn't just – I mean, it runs the gamut. It's not just in the vaccine arena. It's everywhere. Anti-war activists. I mean, they're being arrested. People are being targeted. And I've said so many times before, and I'm going to repeat this again, is that the reason that this is being done to this is because the American people – and I'm talking about the dumbed-down American people, not most of my listeners out there, because they're pretty awake. Mm-hmm. But the dumbed-down American people allow them to do it. They will – you know, if the school system comes to them and says, well, you know, you have to take this vaccine because it's the law, nobody will step up to the plate and say, show me the law. Nobody will ask any questions about is it a law or is it a policy. Nobody will ask anything about a waiver or a religious, you know, belief or whatever, because the American public at large is so dumbed down that it seems that they don't even have the critical thinking ability to step up to the plate and ask the question to begin with.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think times are changing. I think there are enough of us out there who know the truth, who see the bigger picture, who are not going to passively sit back. And you know what our biggest problem is right now? You know, I love what Barbara Lo Fisher and everyone has done in Washington with the NVIC. They're an awesome group. But I think sometimes they are too concerned about being politically correct. And I think that we need some big funds to get together to unite people who are not worried about being politically correct, who are willing to make the stand, who are willing to force the issue and force the crisis. And I don't really know what it's going to take or how it's going to work out, but I feel that we're getting to the place now where we need, and unfortunately we need money in order to get organized and to accomplish this. You know, one of my visions that I have is every single health department, when they're promoting vaccines and back to school and all of that, people outside those health departments carrying picketing signs and handing out information and handing out waiver forms and pushing the creating the crisis. This is what I think needs to take place on a state-by-state, city-by-city level, because parents don't even know they have a right to say no. They don't even have a clue as to how to go about finding out all this information on vaccines, and that's why I created my DVD. I've put it all together for them to make it so simple that all they have to do is sit in front of their TV and hit play.
Mm-hmm.
And they can benefit from all of my research.
And as I've said so many times, you know, most people, we've gotten to the place in this society where most people don't read. They're too apathetic. They're too lazy to read. But you stick a DVD in front of them, they'll sit down and watch it. And you know, that's what needs to happen now. So there needs to be a mass awakening with this. Listen, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 with my guest, Mary Toko. Come on back and visit with us, folks. Call in with your questions and comments. We've got a lot more. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Mary Toko, talking about the vaccine issue again today. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. And, you know, Mary, on the subject of the, you know, picketing, going out in front of the schools and so forth and letting the parents know of what their options are as far as a waiver or whatever. Now, I recall last year seeing well, not a long blitz, but a short blitz of television commercials. And you know how the mainstream media, they're all dressed nice and they look, you know, they're made up and they look really, really good and they're very convincing because they're supposed to. And they're talking about the fact that you must get your vaccines. You must get your children vaccinated before they go to school or they're not going to get into school or whatever. And they never tell people that there is no law that requires them to do that, at least in the state of Arizona. They don't. I mean, the ultimate realization of most parents is that, well, you know, it's just something we've got to do. And they don't, again, they're apathetic. They don't take the time or the effort to look beneath the rock, if you will, to see that indeed it's just propaganda so the school system can get their $11,000 per child or whatever. Now, I want to take this a step further, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say for the sake of discussion that we get a lot of people that, and we educate them, and we've got them out there picketing at the beginning of the school year with those big signs up there telling the parents that indeed they do have options. How long do you think it's going to take when each one of those parents that wake up with one or two or three children and decide they're not going to vaccinate their children, how long do you think that it's going to take the school system at the cost of, let's call it $10,000 per child that they're not now going to get? How long do you think it's going to take them to try the intimidation tactics with the SWAT teams and the dogs?
I don't know. And I don't know that that's even the answer. It's just something that I've always thought that we need to do. It's like somebody has to start doing something on a larger level. And who knows? I'm a huge advocate for home education for that. That's one of my main reasons was, you know, because I didn't want anyone intimidating me to do things I didn't want. Plus, I didn't want my children dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I love home education, but I don't know what it's going to take. I know that it's going to take money, though. I know that there is out there somewhere in Radioland somebody who is a multimillionaire who has a child who's been affected by vaccines, who wants to do something righteous with their funds, who's willing to get behind a program and start educating people on a larger basis. I've been calling out for this person, whoever they are, to come forth because my goal... My personal goal before I leave this planet is to see the injustice, you know, that's going on stopped. I think the whole vaccine program needs to be dumped. I think parents need to get together and refuse. And when they stop taking these vaccines, the money is going to have to stop somewhere. If they go to their doctor and say, no, I'm not doing them anymore, doctors are going to have to start thinking about what they're doing because obviously they're not going to be able to make money that way. You know, it goes back to it's a huge problem, and I don't claim to have the answers, but I know something has to take place. Something has to happen. And instead of Bill Gates throwing his billions of dollars out there promoting vaccines around the world, I wish somebody who understands the full nature of all of this would come forth and begin to support what we're trying to accomplish, and that's education. You know, if they want to mandate vaccines, well, doggone it, let's prove they're safe. The burden of proof should not be on the parents. They should have the burden of proof.
Yes, and I couldn't agree with you more. It's a very commendable goal, by the way.
Huge.
Now, I'll tell you, let's take a call. Let's go to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, you're
okay.
On with Michael and Mary. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael and Mary.
Hello.
Hi.
Part of this whole problem is the fact that the parents have not known how to respond. Okay? Would you agree?
Yeah, they don't know what to do. They're confused.
Okay.
Absolutely.
As a law researcher and paralegal, I've created a document that puts some tools in their hands. Actual notice of parental authority to refuse consent to include vaccination, sex education, family profiling, psychiatric screening, psychotropic drug dispensing, or obesity testing. This is it's a legal document that you can file with your county recorder. And make it a matter of public notice. And then under the rule of evidence, Rule 902, no court can refuse to enter it. And just reading a little bit here, this refusal of consent includes, but it's not limited to, the injection of any foreign substance into the body of our child in the form of vaccinations, shots, oral vaccines, epidermal patches, or in any other manner that contain live or killed bacterium, virus, pathogen, germs, bacillus, microorganisms, mercury compounds, aluminum compounds, formaldehyde, derivatives from aborted human fetal tissue, or of any animal origin may be introduced into or from the body of our child.
I want to see this document, and I'm excited. This is the first I've heard of anything like this.
Okay. It's on my website, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
No More Serfs, SERFS.com.
SERFS?
S, Serfs.
Okay.
No More Serfs.com.
Okay.
And on one of the buttons at the top of that, click on Documents.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be the first one up you see.
It'll be interesting to see if this will truly. Work
now,
in different states around the country. Have you tested this? Have you had attorneys look at this?
No.
No?
But
okay.
I've had one parent introduced it in a school here in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And that their child was admitted without any record of vaccinations at all.
Okay. This is very
Dave, are you that multimillionaire Mary's looking for by chance?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, well, we got to take a break. I'll hold you over if you like. That's
okay.
Interesting. I'm going to go into that site. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Mary Toko. That's fascinating, Mary. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Mary Toko. We still have Dave from Arkansas on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dave. Yeah, you know, that's interesting, and I know Mary will agree that you brought this up. Your website is www.nomoresurfs.com. Now, Mary, would you agree with me that if we were, or if parents were to present that document to the school system, that, well, their eyes would probably glaze over, and they might go into a, what do you call it, one of those mal seizures themselves?
Right.
If they were faced with that.
It looks good. I actually printed one up. It looks awesome, and it's something that I'm going to check into more thoroughly to see if this really could supersede any state law that has, like, just religious exemptions, for example. This looks like a conscientious, you know, objection, and some states don't give you the right to even do that.
By the way, this affidavit can also be claimed under the Ninth Amendment.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And as you, Mary?
Yes.
As you read in there, if I could just read this one paragraph, this one, this baby's got some teeth in it now, doesn't it?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Parents, herein solemnly declare that any attempt by state employees or otherwise, whether licensed MDs or not, to immunize under color of law our above-named child without our fully informed consent, against our will and right of conscience, step outside of sovereign immunity, and may be personally liable, open to being charged with, including but not limited to, terrorist act, assault with a deadly weapon, assault and battery, child endangerment, and conspiracy.
Mm.
Wow.
That's very
Dave,
interesting. Mm-hmm.
How did you come on to this? How did you come about that? I mean, did you devise this yourself? Did you have an experience with the child at some point in time that with the vaccine debacle? I mean, how did you enter into this ordeal?
Well, I've been doing law research for well over 10 years, and I did this, oh gosh, it's been several years ago now, but I just knew that it was something that had to be done. In other words, law is a weapon and words are the ammunition. Well, the people just didn't have any ammunition to throw back at these bureaucrats, okay?
Right.
That are so out of control. And this is one way to get your evidence on the record in court before trial.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
Well, you know what? Can I by chance, I know I can communicate with you through your website.
My email is david@nomoresurfs.com.
Right. Okay. That's very good.
David,
you so much.
Yeah.
And I encourage folks to download this and copy paste it to their word processor and edit it for their own use.
Mhm. Yep. Okay. It'd be interesting to see if this truly can hold up.
You bet.
Well, I'll tell you what. It sounds to me like a good piece of ammunition in this battle that's being fought. And I commend you for it, Dave.
Yeah, thank you.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much.
All right, anything else you got for us, Dave?
Well, just God bless you all for the great work you do.
And, well, thank you so much.
And you all take good care.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Hmm. Wow, what do you think of that, Mary?
I think that's awesome, and really that's what we need is we need talented people who are knowledgeable in areas to come forth and equip parents and give them the tools because – let's face it, we're all busy, and we're all trying to make a living, and we're all preoccupied with all kinds of things. And if you have sick children on top of that, it makes your life even more havoc. And to have somebody come forth like this, I'm going to actually take this to an attorney friend of mine who is part of Motley Rice, which is one of the largest law firms in the country, and I'm going to ask him about it and see if he can do some research on it, find out if this truly could work in the state of South Carolina where we just have a religious exemption and a medical exemption available to us. So this is exciting, you know.
No, I know, and that's – I tell you, you know, when he brought that forth to me – because I've talked to people. I've had people on the air and so forth that are talking about, you know, this sort of thing and that sort of thing to combat, you know, whatever it is that we're looking at because they're hitting us from all angles in just about everything you can imagine, you know, with the vaccines, the CPS, the tax, I mean everything. They're
everything.
Just they're on us, you know, it's a battle that you need to be beyond a Philadelphia lawyer to fight. And this is why I give so many kudos to my listening audience out there because everybody picks their battle. You know,
right.
One person may not be very educated in one particular arena, but they are very educated in another. And when you get to interview, you know, people of like mind that we know we're being bombarded and everybody has a little different expertise in what particular area, then you have a much bigger armament, if you will. And, you know, one more thing I want to put across is that when you're in this and you know who these people are and you know what their goal is and you know that it's money, then the people that you are adjoining with, if you will, the people that you're waking up, the people that are joining you arm in arm to fight this battle, they're instant friends because we all have the same passion, and that is you know, we want the truth, we want less government intrusion. Americans, if they all have one thing in common, the one thing that Americans have that maybe other countries don't, I don't know, maybe all humanity does, is that we all just want to be told the truth. And
right.
When we find that these people are, you know, spinning or sidestepping or conveying or scheming or whatever it is they do to promote whatever it is they wish to promote at the expense health-wise or financially of somebody else, and money's the core issue, then we got a serious problem here that needs to be corrected. So I want to commend Dave for the work that he's done on that. And Mary, I wanted to ask you, now I've touched on a few topics here, and I've taken up, you know, three-fourths of this show based upon questions that I had. But is there anything that I have missed, anything that you want to share with the audience that I haven't touched upon?
I do. I want to briefly talk about normal immune development, because, see, what really gets people in for vaccines is fear. We're afraid of the disease. We're afraid of our children having sickness and illness, and we're told they're going to die. And, you know, the worst-case scenarios are always the big examples. And first of all, I'd like to say that most of the infectious illnesses that were very prevalent during the 1800s and the 1900s were already on their way out. Death rate from all of these infectious killers was almost non-existent when we introduced the vaccine. And all of this is referenced in my DVD. This is not Mary Toko's opinion. This is based on sound scientific evidence. And I won't go into it all because it takes too long. But the fact is, these vaccines have not eradicated the illness, number one. Number two, in order to understand how vaccines are supposed to work, you need to understand immune function. And the body is miraculous. And the immune system develops as it's exposed to things naturally. And according to Dr. Steve Marini, who is a chiropractor immunologist that I've had the opportunity to study with or under him, he explains it very simply that when we are born, nothing in the body is fully developed. Everything is underdeveloped except for one part of the body, and that's the brainstem. The brainstem has literally been in charge of cell division and developing that child since conception. The brainstem is doing everything in the body when that child is born. So when the child comes out, their immune system is not developed, their nervous system is not developed, their stomach, their teeth, their liver, their kidneys, their spleen, everything is underdeveloped. And as they live in life, from the moment they take their first breath, they begin to develop each one of these organs very minutely. Every day that that child is born, their body is learning about its environment, and the immune system is developing. And part of normal immune function, when children are very young especially, are fevers. And fevers are a very, very important part of immune function development. And parents were taught that fevers are bad, and when I was raising my first child who's 27, nobody ever would let a fever run its course. They were told that, you know, stop them with Tylenol or baby aspirin or whatever. But let me just tell you what happens when the body runs a fever, which is the natural immune system working. Fevers are usually as a result of a bacterial or a viral infection. But when the body runs a fever at 102 degrees, at that point, that 102 degrees prevents viral replication of surrounding cells and inhibits the growth of cancer cells. This is normal immune function. And many times when children are going through stuff as babies, they have runny noses, they cough, they have upper respiratory issues. They have all kinds of teething issues going on, and they run frequent fevers, and they have swollen glands. Well, that's all normal immune development. And although it's not fun and it's inconvenient, it's a normal, necessary process that children go through this to develop their immune system. And then, guess what? At 103 degrees, our body sends all the nutrition to the spleen and stores it while starving off bacteria to kill it. So just having parents understand the purpose of a fever and swollen glands while their children are being developed is a very important part of immune development. And as we grow and develop, we actually acquire immunity. And so by the time a child is two or three, they've gone through several fevers, they've had the runny noses, they've had the body rashes, which, by the way, is the way the body kicks these things out of the body through the form of a rash. And just know that that's usually the final stage of any illness or any exposure. And so when we allow our children to go through this process, it develops their immune system. Now, that's very different than vaccination. And by the way, when a child is exposed to an infectious bacteria, Th1 cells get involved. And they're the part of the immune system that actually develops long-term immunity to an infectious agent. When we run fevers and all of this, these Th1 cells are being stimulated. Now, when we inject a child, we are bypassing the normal method of entry, which usually a child will get exposed to the mucous membrane like we do, their nose, their mouth. Children, you notice, touch everything and put everything in their mouth. It's a natural way their body is learning about their environment. So that is how they get exposed to infectious illnesses on a gradual basis. When we inject, we are bypassing that process, and we are taking these things and we're injecting them into the muscle, which many times they end up in the blood system, which is not where they belong. And we are exposing our children to multiple infectious illnesses in one given day. Now, I don't know about you, but when would a two-month-old baby be exposed to 7-8 different diseases in one given day? It just doesn't happen.
So the assumption here is that, and this is part of the reason for the need for the education, and I want to mention again the website, folks. Mary's website is www.childhoodshots.com. You need to pick up a copy of the DVD, and if you're already boned up on this, give it to your daughter, give it to your granddaughter, give it to whoever it is that has children, because what happens is if a naive parent, you know, dumb down, call it what you will, child runs a fever, they don't know what to do, what's the first thing they do? Call the pediatrician. What's the pediatrician do, Mary?
Prescribe drugs.
Mm-hmm. Prescribe drugs, right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just by virtue of that limited knowledge that we just got there from Mary, 102 degrees, certain things happen, 103 degrees. I'm not going to repeat it verbatim because I'm not that smart. But at any rate, if the naive parent is going to run in there because she's concerned, again, here we go with this inherent fear. She runs to the pediatrician. He charges $100 for an office call, prescribes her medication, slaps her with an injection or whatever, and he's just made some money. And then again, the long-term effects of that, if he does flip an injection on her of some sort, then possibly down the line he'll be making her sick to a point where she'll have to come back in for recurring treatments. So it's almost mandatory, Mary, that people get a copy of this DDT or DVD so they know exactly what's going on. So they not only know what to look for, they know how to fight it. They know, and this is what Dave had given us today. I can't wait. I want to hear the outcome of what happens when you give this to your attorney friend and he reviews it, because that's a valuable tool. It could be a very valuable tool, a good piece of ammunition for these people as they wake up with their children to be able to fight this. Mm-hmm. And I can't emphasize enough, folks, you need to get a copy of the DVD. I don't put a lot of things on my website for sale. I don't sell anything, Mary, unless I believe in it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, with what I've seen going on here, especially with this Maryland debacle, people do need to get a copy of your DVD. They need to. Now, can they burn a copy of it?
It's a double layered DVD because there's so much information on one disc. It's a double layered DVD. So the only problem I've had is that some high definition DVD players can't read both levels. Most people, I've sold thousands of them now, and I've only had maybe 8 or 10 people tell me that they couldn't play them on their DVD player, and they've had to use their computer. But they're not burnable. It's a very, it's high technologically made, and unfortunately, I know that there are some on eBay that people are selling that obviously they burned. I don't know how well they're going to work, but I know they're being put up on eBay by some people, which, you know, whatever. The more people that get the information, the better for me. But they're great. They're great baby shower gifts. Mom and dad can get them for their kids who are going to have babies. They're good for brothers and sisters. I mean, they're just—it's an awesome tool. And I do go into great detail about immune development and explain it very carefully. And everything's referenced. This is not Mary Toko's opinion. It's all based on sound scientific, medical, congressional hearing documentation.
Mm-hmm. No, it would make for an excellent gift, especially if somebody. I mean, everybody knows somebody who is pregnant or is thinking about getting pregnant or whatever. But and then we've got the holidays coming up here where we have the people getting together in the parties, and then it's not the greatest topic to sit down and show a DVD when the holidays are about us. But hey, you know what? It's better than a college football game. At least people are walking away aware of this.
Well, and, we're saving babies. Lives. This is about life and death for some children. And
exactly.
It's about a family being destroyed by chronic debilitating illness that their children got, thinking, look at the woman who just came out about her son, the autistic, Jenny McCarthy. You read her book, Louder Than Words, and I'm not promoting, I'm not getting nothing from promoting her book, but I read it one afternoon, and I sat there, and I cried, because I have seen parents with the very same story, and they approach me after my lectures with tears running down their face. Some of them can't even talk, they're so choked up, because their children, who were developing normal and beautiful, ended up regressing into severe autism. And at the end of my DVD, I tell parents what they need to do to try to reverse some of the vaccine injury and direct them as to where they can go for information and doctors who are trained in this area. So it's packed full of information, even for parents who already have children who are affected by vaccines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jenny McCarthy appeared on Oprah Winfrey, I believe, not mm-hmm. too long ago, talking about this, didn't she?
Yes, that's what she did.
I heard.
Yep, and I just I sent her four different DVDs registered just last week. And I'll tell you what else. It has been recommended by several people that my DVD become a documentary film. And I will say that I just sent Michael Moore a copy, registered mail, to his home, which he happens to be lives in a town where I own a home in Michigan. I am looking for somebody who has the backbone, who will take my information and turn it into a documentary film, so that more people will be able to get it through Blockbuster and other places, just like Michael Moore's movie Sicko. So if you're a producer out there and you want a passionate project to get behind, please feel free to give me a call.
Mary, Michael Moore's that multimillionaire you're looking for.
I don't know if he is or isn't. You know what? It's the type of thing where I had several people. I actually, believe it or not, have met him, and I mean, he's from the same town I am, up in northern Michigan. And my brother, who is a huge fan of mine, he actually has taken all my information over to Michael Moore. So I finally got down
okay,
and
well,
decided
listen,
to send
we'll
it,
take a break. We'll be back with a final segment in 3 minutes. Stick with me with final thoughts from Mary Tocco on vaccines. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming from Phoenix, Arizona, live with my guest, Mary Toko. Mary, in closing out, we've got a few minutes left here. What have you omitted to say, or what would you like to add to the listening audience about the education that they need, about the fight that they need to fight, and about living vaccine-free?
Well, first of all, there is no epidemic. Parents do not need to feel fearful. They don't need to rush in and get any vaccines until they've made an informed decision. And that's what I tell them. Hey, hold off, postpone it until you've done your research and feel like you can go to bed at night and close your eyes knowing that you're doing the right thing for your child. And I don't tell people what to do. I just say, please know that you're doing the right thing for your child. And that might mean postponing. You know, some people might choose to do vaccines. Wait till your child is more developed and start doing them when they're 5 or 6 years of age and then pick and choose. And there's options with, instead of going with multi-vial vaccines, which are very dangerous, to single doses, you know. That's one word of advice, is there's no epidemic, there's no rush. And secondly, take the time. There's nothing more important than your children's health. And if they're born into this world with the opportunity to be healthy, and if we, through neglect or ignorance, allow their health to be taken from them, then what do they have to deal with the rest of their lives? And if you're not healthy, you really don't have a lot to work with. It's much more difficult to live if you're not healthy. So I want parents to really wake up and see that it's up to them. They must take responsibility for their children's health. And it's not just vaccines. It's over-the-counter medications. It's antibiotics. It's the whole scene that they need to really carefully examine.
Well, right. I mean, beyond the vaccines, we're talking about the you know, being bombarded with these commercials at every juncture with, you know, they're even making up illness, restless leg syndrome, for crying out loud. And, you know, consult your doctor. And, you know, then they talk about the side effects of it, which are another reason why when you take a pill for restless leg syndrome, you're going to have side effects that will cause you to go take another pill. And it's all by design. And it goes right back to the root, Mary. It goes down to money.
Yeah.
And people don't realize, I mean, I can just visualize these dumbed down Americans watching TV, and because, and again, the TV is a hypnotic piece of machinery, that if somebody's sitting there watching TV and their leg happens to be twitching and they see that commercial, then of course subliminally it's going to trigger a thought in their mind, oh, well, gee, I never thought of that. Maybe I have restless leg syndrome. Let me make an appointment with my doctor. And of course they're going to go
in. Because they're spending billions of dollars. They continue to advertise, so we know it's working.
Oh, sure, and they're coming out with more and more of them all the time from what I hear. Now, I don't have a TV. I refuse to even watch it. Mm-hmm. But you know, the reports that I get from many different people is they're coming out with new ones all the time. And I visualize these people sitting in a think tank thinking this stuff up, and they tag a label onto it, and then they all have a big laugh when they go out to their cocktail party to see how many people that they could, you know, get to bite on this new disease that they came up with so they can charge them, you know, hundreds of dollars for a prescription drug. And this is what's happening here. This is the level of decadence. This is what we have, you know, we have digressed into here.
Mm-hmm.
And what has caused us to do that is just by virtue of the fact that people do not take the time to educate themselves. And we can turn this around, Mary. We can turn it around if we get out there, if we're active, and if we show a little passion. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure having you on as a guest.
Anytime, Mike. It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
I will have you back as a guest again, Mary.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. I'll talk to you off the air, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. All right. The end of another day, folks. What a fantastic 2 days. Getting inside these vaccines, what's going on here? I'm really happy to have had Angry Castle and Mary Toko on my show. Okay. Well, tell you what. End of another day again. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller. I will see you tomorrow with my guest, Jim Ewart. We're going to talk about money. He's got a book that came out that's fascinating that tells us all about it, and we're going to get him to dissect it for us. So I will see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day.